A week after delivering his State of the State address, Governor John Carney offered his budget plan for fiscal year 2019 on Thursday. After blowing past the June 30th budget deadline last year to navigate a nearly $400 million budget shortfall, Carney and lawmakers have an easier task ahead of them this year. Revenue projections for the current year are up, and that should leave an additional $170 million to work with in FY19. And while Carney's proposal would increase the budget by nearly 3.5% over the current fiscal year, the governor says he's committed to containing growth and creating a sustainable budget into future years. During his budget presentation Thursday, Carney laid out his goals for this budget.
This budget picks up on the work that we did last year, and we remain focused on doing a number of things. First and foremost, as you recall, I said that our number one focus has to be making Delaware's economy as strong and as competitive as it can be. We compete every day with other states and other countries, frankly, for business and jobs. We can't have a sustainable budget here in state government. We can't have a strong and thriving state without a strong and competitive economy. In order to have that, you have to have the strongest workforce. As we compete with other states, the first thing companies will ask us is, what are your schools like? What's your institutions of higher education? What are they producing? And so preparing our next generation, supporting our schools and their education is the highest priority. We can't contain costs unless we address healthcare costs that continue to rise on an annual basis. We need to invest in our workforce, the workforce generally, and in our state workforce. And while we make those investments, we have to keep our eye on the future, or future budgets, if you will, to make sure we're making decisions that are sustainable in the long term.
Having laid out those goals, Carney turned to some key points of his plan.
So here are some of the highlights. The key part of this is limiting operating budget growth to about 3.5%. And last year, the budget grew at basically didn't grow at all at 0%. The $400 million deficit was calculated based on automatic mandatory costs that we have, and we have a lot in that number as well. I think our biggest challenge will be to keep that level of growth at that level as we move through the spring, because anybody who's been following the DFAC revenue projections know that there's a lot of additional revenue that's been realized, mostly through underestimating revenue that we collected last year that came in at the end of the year, and spending that did not occur last year that's rolling in as a reversion into this year. So that's a very big number, but we have to keep our eye on the fact that it's only one time. And so we need to focus on addressing unfunded liabilities in the long term, addressing one-time needs, particularly in facilities and the like, for that revenue. I mentioned the long-term liabilities. We will set aside a federal contingency. It's not likely that the Congress and the President will do something that will affect Medicaid in this fiscal year, but there's still question marks around that in terms of cutting Medicaid, which would be very bad for us. The tax reform package that was passed at the federal level will have some effect on Delaware. Secretary Geisenberger, who's here, is and his people are monitoring whether that'll be a positive effect next year or a negative effect. You'll know that Delaware personal income tax starts with an adjusted gross income from the federal return, so anything that happens above the line, so to speak, will affect us. So we'll talk about some investments in our workforce and economic development, public safety, healthcare, and education. A lot of new programs, a lot of investments in this budget to continue things that were started in the past by people in this room in the past administration. Again, talked about workforce. We also have restored earmarked revenue for farmland preservation and open space. Again, one-time spending of those additional monies that are coming into the budget. That'll be a theme that you'll hear from us all spring.
The governor concluded by making his pitch to lawmakers to give his budget plan careful consideration.
This is a budget that makes Delaware stronger, focuses on making our state more competitive, addresses some of our critical needs in supporting the schools in our state, and does it in a sustainable way. And that's the challenge. It's not going to be sustainable if we don't keep our eye on both the revenue and expenditure side, keep operating a growth at a reasonable level, continue to work on growing our economy, focusing on gear, the combination of focusing on gear, operating more efficiently, doing things for less money, not doing things that we don't need to do, keeping that focus on the front of our mind, as well as growing the economy with the new Prosperity Partnership. Again, thinking about how to contain those healthcare costs. If we do all those things together, this is a budget that can work for us. So I look forward to working and discussing the specifics and particulars of the budget with members of the General Assembly.
Digging a bit more into the specifics of the budget plan, one of its biggest features is a $1,000 pay raise for all state workers and a 2% increase for teachers. When asked afterwards why now is the time to make that move, Carney offered this explanation.
One reason is we need to invest in our employees. We're competing with private industry. We're having a really difficult time on the correctional officer side. A lot of our employees are really underpaid relative to the private sector. Just to give you one example, I've talked to the mechanics that we have, diesel mechanics. We're competing with construction companies have a very difficult time filling their diesel mechanic needs. What happens, they come to work for us for a while, for DelDOT. They get paid, I don't know, $5 or $10 an hour less than in the private sector. They get trained and then they leave us. And so we've got to continue to address that or we're not going to have the workforce we need to drive the efficiencies that we talk about through process improvement, through gear.
Carney's proposal also does not seek a personal income tax increase. The governor sought one last year, but had to settle for an increase in the realty transfer tax to raise revenue, a compromise he's not happy with, but not enough to put a personal income tax hike back on the table.
One of the things I was disappointed in, the solution for last year, we got the mix that we needed in terms of half revenue and half spending cuts, a mix that frankly people across our state said they thought made sense to us. But the mix in the revenue package itself didn't include a personal income tax increase. You know, I've worried, as I tell this to everybody, about the piece of that package, the real estate transfer tax, that is very volatile and tends to fall, to go down dramatically during a recession, and that worries me. So we've got to stay focused on the things I talked about at the end. Growing the economy, focusing on efficiency and effectiveness through gear, and really making tough decisions on healthcare cost containment.
Carney's budget also restores about half the cuts made to grants and aid, state money that goes to nonprofits, senior centers, and volunteer fire companies. Last year, those groups were cut 20% across the board. Why not restore those cuts and some others?
For me, one of the toughest decisions that we had to make was to go back and look at the things that we cut last year, and I didn't want to go back and restore things that we thought were unnecessary. There are some add-ins. I'll give you one example that I think is an important one, and that's we eliminated most of the prescription assistance program. Afterwards, we heard from individuals that were really negatively affected by that and determined that we needed to add some money back into that to phase that program out as some of the federal support kicks in for that. So that was something that made sense to restore. Grant and aid, again, at the very end, the legislature cut the budget a little bit more than we had proposed, and so we added some additional there. But we need to make better decisions, frankly, in that grant and aid. Some of those agencies that are funded, you know, I think we need to the legislature needs to take a hard look at the work that they're doing and how effective it is.
Carney's proposed grants and aid budget is $41.7 million, up from $37.2 million in the current fiscal year. Instead, Carney is asking to put much of the extra money the state has to spend, about $100 million of it, into the capital budget to spend on infrastructure. His bond bill ask is the biggest in 6 years, over $667 million. Carney concedes the biggest battle may be keeping that one-time money on one-time expenditures, rather than ongoing initiatives that would cause unsustainable budget growth above the 3.5% growth seen in his plan.
The lawmakers do that because they're reacting to their constituencies. I can think of at least five big programs, new programs that people across the street, through the advocacy groups that they respond to, want to spend more money on. I use the example, you may have noticed, I highlighted early education because it's a good example. It's a program that I support and we all support, but it's a program that started less than 10 years ago with no state funding, and now it's at $60 million, and it increases every year because more daycare facilities become five-star and therefore qualify for money. Unfortunately, we're getting more children who qualify for purchase of care, which drives that number up as well. So the challenge for me and for us as an administration was striking that right balance that would make this more sustainable in the future. And I believe that the hardest, biggest challenge we'll have through the spring is keeping that operating growth number at the level that it is in this proposed budget.
And that battle begins next week when the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee begins its hearings on this budget plan, starting the countdown to June 30th.